This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Hour two, we are here. Wanted to let you know we have been highlighted. I've just been shooting from the hip, folks. I don't like pre-scripted anything. I'm in the Word, and that's where I go. I'm in the phony documents. I do a lot of, folks, if I could show you my documentary list, I love to learn from history, and the reason I want to learn it is because I don't want to see it repeated again. But you know what? The people are going to have to obey that, and it all comes back to the history maker in the first place, right? His story is our history. But the Bible clearly tells us, thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Go back to the old paths. If you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. Okay? Jesus never abrogated them. I want to throw this out there. If you want to call in, give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Make it your show. 1-866-582-9933. If you've never called in before, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. If you're on social media platforms, go ahead and give us a call. I did want to say two different things, okay, for those that have been with us. I wanted to show you something really quick because morning show host Tim Brown just sent this over to me. Rumble represents the establishment. Rumble is now partnering with Microsoft and Yahoo. Okay? And they're all interconnected. As a matter of fact, the CEO from Rumble is from Bear Aspern and has an ex-NSA in executive. You see what's going on here, folks? They sell themselves as the good guys. Then you join into that, and then what happens? You find out who they are. I mean, everybody kind of suspected this was going on anyways. But can somebody please call me and tell me, anybody, and I'm not begging for callers. If you call, great. If you don't, that's okay, too. Can somebody show me, I don't care where they are, what outlet they are, what big tech company they are, can somebody please show me where they have the authority to censor free speech? Let's do that. Can somebody answer that? 1-866-582-9933. And then what I'm going to lay back to that is, this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing. In spite of what I showed you earlier, which is embarrassing. Folks, look at all that. See all that red? Those are the good guys. See the very little blue? You see that? That's that they have convinced you that they're the majority. That's what this is. Put that up against Proverbs 28. It's embarrassing. Cause the enemy to believe there's more of us than there really is. This is why they opened the gates. We're being flooded with, by the way, new news this week. Chinese nationalists. Oh my God. They want to create domestic insurrection, like I've always said. Chinese nationalists are coming in through the border. There's a huge influx of illegals coming in. Who sponsored all of this, friends? Well, we know that the Department of Homeland Security, the NSA, and other organizations are actually busing them in, if it's not the governors on the southern states, flying them in to their destinations throughout the United States of America, and then being praised for it. Didn't Jesus tell us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, Mark 8:15? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Okay, that's the first thing. Here's the other thing I wanted to show you. Doctors and hospitals will face murder charges for actions during pandemic lawyer claims. I want to say this. Don't sit back and wait for one guy to do it alone. We need to get around these people, and we need to push forward. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Everybody knows who the bad guys are. You do realize that they're creating bureaucracies right now. John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute just came out this week, case in point, highlighting that they're now arming the IRS. Okay? I didn't know that that unconstitutional agency was set up for such as a military arm of the government that works for us. I didn't know that we gave them authority to do so, but they're doing it on top of 87 other federal agencies. Every single one of them are unconstitutional. They're arming them against the people. Because as the media continuously drives the narrative to pit the people against each other, and that is, in fact, where it's coming from. If you don't believe me, I highlighted just this last week, and I'll go back to my other point here. I highlighted the fact that AOC out of New York was caught using a burner account to incite unhinged trans persons to murder conservative people. Remember that? And then remember she had the audacity to come out a week later? And what did she say? We need to prosecute them for inciting violence. Who did it? She did. Hey, by the way, Ocasio-Cortez, she's a bad, bad actress. They put her in office. She's a plant, this actress is. Another clown in the circus of politics that somehow or another the American people are entertained by. She creates the problem, and then she turns on the innocent and accuses them of what she's guilty of. Isn't that what Joseph Goebbels, the minister, propaganda minister of Adolf Hitler, did? Yep, that's exactly what he did. Is that what you're seeing across the boards? That's exactly what you're seeing across the boards. I don't care if they call themselves communists, Marxists. It doesn't matter. They all have the same father. He's lawless. He's the great deluder. He's the deceiver. He's the one that deceived the nations. Why? Because they kept their eyes off of Christ. That's why. That's exactly why. Pretty crazy, isn't it? We're in a crazy world today, but let me read this really quick. Some doctors and healthcare systems who imposed extreme measures like vaccine mandates and pushed experimental treatments during the COVID pandemic will be prosecuted for murder, according to attorney Warner Mendenhall. Mendenhall. You can go ahead and do some due diligence and research on him and see where that's going. But, folks, it's a sad day in America. You know, as a matter of fact, I mean, how many people have had... someone just texted me just a week and a half ago highlighting how four people in her family alone took the shot and every one of them's dead now. And it's this interesting. The survivors are looking for attorneys to go back after the big tech companies for the crimes that they have committed through this genocide, and the attorneys stay away from it. And I was just highlighting during the last hour, friends, as to why Jesus damned these devils. That's why. They bowed to the state, and it's interesting, with their hands on the Bible, they swore to God to uphold the laws found within the U.S. Constitution. And then when the state tells them, you better do this, else we're going to take your license away, the way I highlighted that during the last segment, they obey their masters, don't they? Yep, they do. Because it's the golden calf. I see you up there, Jeff. I'll pull you up on the other side. Hey, folks, 1-866-582-9933. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. We'll be right back after this hard break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we have 62 watching right now. Oh, my goodness. The numbers are overflowing. Put that up against the 600 friend invitations that I used to receive daily. Again, poor Bradley. No, not poor Bradley, poor you. Because that's what it's aimed at. We got Jeff calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? For some reason, Jeff, it is not allowing me to pull you up. We're doing my best right now to try to pull you up. I don't know why you're on hold, but if you could call back in, that would be great. Okay? Oh, it's readjusting itself. Hang on a second. Folks, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's see where we're at. Oh, there it is. Let's try this again. Hey, Jeff, how are you? Sorry about that. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Good to be here, Bradley. I'll try to talk a little bit less southern so that your northern people can understand what I say.
Oh, you sound great, and I was just thinking that. I was just thinking that same thing when you said it, Jeff. Thank you, man.
Yesterday's show was just absolutely horrible. I mean, what happened yesterday with the program and what I saw was just like, okay, they're hitting hard. I mean, they're coming against you hard. And it was disgraceful.
You're talking about how they shut the sound off on our feed. And I want to tell you what was going on behind the scenes really quick. Thank you for bringing that up. We actually had a said representative from the state of Minnesota that was going to join us live concerning what was going on, not just in the capital in the state of Minnesota, but across the country concerning these bills where they're basically trying to shut everybody up against the transgender. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Those that are trying to silence us, Jeff, are the ones that want to rule us, and people haven't quite put that together yet. They're trying to normalize crimes against children. She was just going to jump on the radio with us, on the program with us, and all of a sudden there was no sound. And nobody nobody could make sense of it, neither here nor there. So we just put in a replay just instantaneously right at 2:06 when we were supposed to start. But I totally agree, Jeff.
But what come across the program was not a replay. It was this disgusting video, and then there was a program that come across of these six individuals, and the F-bomb was being thrown across.
Really?
I mean, it was extremely, extremely obscene, the whole program. And Sons of Liberty was laced across the bottom of it.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I'm not kidding you. I sent you a link, but the video got pulled when I sent you the link.
I hope Tim Brown is listening to this right now, because that may be the reason that we're seeing the numbers so low today. But you know what? If anybody really knows who we are, they knew that that wasn't us. Who was?
They know it's not you. Yeah, they would have figured out that. Okay, this is not what Sons of Liberty is about. And it was like a hack job. It's like they hacked in. And they took over the program about 15 minutes into the show.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea, Jeff. That was obviously not us in any sense of the word.
Well, I know what you guys, and that was it. But we're talking about getting people to, you know, involved in it. Have you ever fought bamboo in the garden?
Have I ever what?
Fought with bamboo. Somebody's planting. You move into to property and somebody decides they're going to put bamboo in their flower garden.
Oh, no.
It's an extremely invasive plant.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, Jesus said, you know,
right.
Beware of leaving of the lump.
Yep, yep.
Well, Jesus never fought bamboo.
Yep.
Because, I mean, it is, you have to diligent. And as soon as you see the first sprout, it's like dig that section of root up and get it up.
Yep.
And all it takes is about 2 inches of that root left in the ground, it's up again.
Yep.
And it's a constant fight. And that's what we, as Christians and as warriors, need to understand, that we have to be diligent in our fight. We cannot give up. We cannot take a break. I got to take a break. I can't handle this. No, you don't have a chance to take a break.
Yep.
You got to go and go. Every time you see a sprout come up, hit it, attack it.
Yep.
We're dealing with it here in Blount County. Tennessee has enacted the vote. It's in the Senate. It passed the Senate. Hopefully Bill Lee signs it to where the drag queen shows are adult only. They knocked down the idea that if they're going to do drag queen shows, the drag queens have to be like strippers. They have to have a license to do it. That got knocked down. We lost that battle.
And we're talking about in Tennessee, the Bible Belt, right?
Yes, the Bible Belt. Middle of the Bible Belt. I mean, we're battling with getting books out of our school.
But Jeff, can I say this? Can I say this? It's one of those things that I keep saying it until people finally catch on to it. Here's the thing. It's pornography. That used to be illegal up until 68, number one. Okay, who said it was free speech? The powers that are tolerated. So instead of the people holding them to the standard of who bestowed law upon us through common law, they allow it to go, acting as if it's not going to hurt them or their children. Well, it's going to sooner or later. But it is this is transgressing the law. In the state of Minnesota, they're trying to strike language that makes a pedophile now acceptable rather than a transgressor. Now he's protected by a policy. This is what I'm talking about. Isaiah 5:20. They're trying to put lawlessness for the law. They're trying to put the lie for the truth and crime instead of being upright and righteous. And this is what happens when a people sit back and allow them to do it. Those books that are in public schools, there needs to be an attorney somewhere in the United States that stands up and drops the gavel upon the heads of those states that have these in their schools. Because as I've said before, Jeff, if I was to go into a high school assembly, having done 360 of them in 25 states, and I was to merely read to the young people in that school what's found in the library school books, if I was simply just to read it to them, I would be incarcerated instantaneously. I'd be charged with a felony, and I'd be thrown into prison where I'd probably end up getting killed. How is it that politicians can do this?
There was a lady at the last school board meeting did just that. They shut her microphone off.
Yep, they don't want the law.
The one school board member who is a known homosexual got up and walked out. She did not want her to read that. She didn't want her to be allowed to read that.
Yep.
And when she started reading it anyway, she got up and walked out. They shut her microphone off and would not let her continue. Because there were juveniles in the room.
Minnesota, but afraid of the huge price.
I'm listening to you. I'm actually teeing a video up to prove the point as to what you're saying here. I do want to, on the other side of this, encourage the people and show them how this works. And if you don't mind, Jeff, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play this video of a mayor. When this first started happening, he was the only one that did it the right way to a certain point. Now, I just want you to listen to this, and those that are on social media platforms, you're going to see this, and I want you to listen carefully, okay? Listen carefully.
And I know the video.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to play for our friends on social media platforms. This is a mayor that confronted the school board for advocating pornography within the books. Listen carefully as to what he says here, okay? Check this out. An Ohio mayor asked his town board to resign after his high school students got a controversial assignment, namely with pornography.
It has come to my attention that your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom. I've spoken to a judge this evening. She's already confirmed that. So I'm going to give you a simple choice. You either choose to resign from this Board of Education, or you will be charged.
You resign or you will be charged. I wouldn't have given him the benefit of the doubt, but this is the only guy that I've seen in the country actually stand up and do the right thing when he should have. But he should have prosecuted every one of those school boards to send the message across the United States of America that we're not going to put up with it. Hey, Jeff, thank you for the call. Totally appreciate you, guy. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is defending his son's business dealings ahead of possible federal charges. In an interview on MSNBC, Biden said,
"First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him.
The Washington Post has reported the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is looking into Hunter Biden's business dealings. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is sending quick response teams to a state's southern border ahead of Title 42 expiring on Thursday. Abbott is expecting a huge surge of illegal immigrants to stream across the border once the COVID-era policy is no longer in effect. Ukraine's Air Force says it shot down a Russian hypersonic missile over Kyiv using newly acquired American Patriot defense systems. The ballistic missile was intercepted in an overnight attack on the Ukrainian capital earlier this week. It was the first time Ukraine is known to have used the Patriot system. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So I want to answer a couple points that Jeff was making from Tennessee. You may as well make it your show, folks. 1-866-582-9933. They were just talking about how they're trying to normalize this drag queen, men dressing up as women. The Lord condemns it. Our laws condemn it. State statutes condemn it. Notice that how they always need to have children around them because they're trying to groom them. Where are the dads, Americans? My goodness, folks, I'll tell you what, the dads I know, you better not go there, because they ain't going to put up with it. And it's interesting, they don't put up with it in prison, neither do they. I want you to see this, because they're taking it a step further at the same time that governors across the United States are simultaneously trying to push this on you. It's there to demoralize you, because if they can demoralize you, they can control you, and that's the purpose that we unite with Christ, okay? And we reprove the darkness. And the only way that that happens is when we're crucified with him, Galatians 2:20. Now, I want you to see what they're doing in the Navy now. Now, you know that your military heads, and Trump was doing the same thing, P.S., just so everybody understands, it's not just Biden, the criminal himself. But keep in mind, they've been doing this for some time now. But your military heads are men dressed as women. You see what they're doing? You're the laughing stock of the world. They're weakening your military while your borders are wide open. Consider this, friends, because this is the finger of God. 1-866-582-9933. They're pushing the envelope. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, go to SOL Radio Live on the top there, subscribe, And you're going to have to join us on our times on a daily basis, friends, because until we deal with what's going on with Rumble now, we can't promise that you're going to get one of the little bells every day or an email the way that you should be. Okay? Or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Well, the governors are simultaneously pushing this on the people, which is a transgression of law in every state. What's interesting is they're trying to normalize this, but I'm going back to the military, and I want you to see on social media platforms as to what they're trying to normalize. I don't think people understand what's happening. They're pulling down your defenses. And these are the people that they're putting in place. Okay, check this out. This is an advertisement for the Navy. They're using drag queens now to recruit. Okay? Men dressed as women. It's the sickest. They're abominations, is what they are. Let me say it again. They're abominable. Okay. They're using the same guy, a man that never grew up, that fed a monster, that led him to believe that he was a woman. That's how sick they are. He's a leader, he calls himself, an advocate for the LGBTQ community in the military. And this is what the government's pushing on you. This is the government pushing this on you. Many tried to silence me, saying, these are the ones that they want in the military. I want to tell you why they want them in the military. They want them in the military the same reason that Adolf Hitler wanted them in the military. Because the SS would do things to their own people that nobody else would. Maybe we need to get Scott Lively back on the show. He's the guy that wrote Pink Swastika. But folks, look at this. U.S. Navy hires active duty drag queen to be face of recruitment drive. Does a country like this that sits back and tolerates this, does it not deserve the justice of God? Absolutely it does. That was one point that Jeff was talking about. I wanted to take it the next step. Also wanted to highlight the fact that, you know, freedom of speech is under attack, as we all well know. And I know that there's some people that are angry at me for what I'm about ready to tell you again. Ron DeSantis is being endorsed by the Bush regime. That now people are beginning to see the connection between the Bushes and the Nazis back in the 30s. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Listen to me. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Check out Prescott Bush, 1942, is indicted for financially supporting Adolf Hitler's rise to power. They were trying to establish a new world order. This isn't a joke. Klaus Schwab is trying to establish the fourth, right? And they're the ones that are behind this plandemic. And by the way, just like our friend from Washington, I'm not going to shut up neither. But going back to Ron DeSantis, this is the guy that is sold to you by the mainstream media. He's one of the bad guys because he's doing the right thing on the behalf of the people. No, he's not. Look at SB 2006. Gives the Department of Health in that state an authority. It's an administrative authority, which is illegal. It undermines the Constitution. But it gives them, the Department of Health in Florida, the authority somehow or another to force you into quarantine camps and to be force jabbed. I know you won't listen. This is also the guy that was taking the illegals that are coming across the southern border and then taking your tax dollars and flying them into what he called the blue states. If you can't figure it out from what I just told you right there concerning the act of treason, aiding and abetting your enemies, I can't help you. And then he's endorsed by Jeb Bush and the Bush regime. And then he's exposed for his crimes when he was in the military. What is it that people need before they respond? Guess what he's doing now? Just to further solidify the point, and for all of you people that are mad at me, that's okay for telling you what you don't want to acknowledge. Hopefully this one's going to bring an apology to my telephone where you can apologize. And I'm saying that with tongue in cheek. because hopefully you've repented at least by now to understand that I'm here for your good, not for your bad. The Bible tells us in Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned. We are here to warn you of what's going on here. And we're also giving you the resolve. And most people don't understand that there to be the law to bring justice. They say, that's wicked. No, it's not. Evil men understand not judgment. That is the very heart of God. Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 97, Isaiah 26:9, Amos 5:24. Are you kidding me? Amos 5:15 as well. It's the Lord's heart because it's preserving our freedoms. It condemns the wicked and justifies the righteous. It's a protection to the innocent. Right? Look at this. Going back to Ron DeSantis. Did you see that old Ronnie, according to BigLeaguePolitics.com, just flew to Jerusalem to sign a hate speech law making free speech a felony? I didn't know that Ron DeSantis was the president or the prime minister of Israel. Do you see that your said representatives believe that within themselves that they are demigods, that they are above the law? And there's only one reason that they think they're above the law is because the people have given them that impression by not holding them accountable to their crimes. But where's Ron DeSantis, man? I'm just asking the question. Where is Ron DeSantis deriving that authority to go to Jerusalem and to sign a bill enforcing a crime against those people concerning hate speech? Why doesn't he, if he's really about the people, why doesn't he deal with big tech companies here in his own backyard? No, he's doing just the opposite. Do you know how I continuously highlight the fact that politicians, they play up to the people and behind closed doors they're different people? How politicians condemn in the north and then they go to the south and then they actually promote it? Are you understanding what I'm telling you, friends? I'm a little frustrated. Are you understanding what I'm telling you? They say one thing, but they're hoping that you never catch wind as what's going on behind closed doors or what's happening in other countries. Why is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis flying to Jerusalem signing bills to violate free speech there? I can't answer that question. You're going to have to do it for yourself. We got Steve calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, somebody has to teach old Ronnie that if I got 1,000 gallons of water and I dump a gallon of poison into it, I didn't all of a sudden make pure water. I made 1,100 gallons of poison because that's how poison works. And so all these trans guys, you know, they're poisoning the military. And I find it interesting because I heard that recruiting levels are the worst in history. Now think Vietnam, you know, when they had to say go to war or go to jail.
Yep.
And if we're at worse levels than when we said go to war or go to jail, it shows at least our people are starting to get smart. Because you can't, sir, you can't obey a wicked government without being a wicked person. And there's no way with a clean conscience I could be in the military anymore.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's why their recruitment numbers are way, way down. But that's by design, too, because really what it is, it's weakening us in the face of our opposition. Go ahead.
I got a question. So you remember the village people in the Navy? Are they conservatives now that the transes are worse than them?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Yeah, they're the conservatives now. That's what it takes to... they wish they'd believe in children, you know, that they'd just be disgusting with each other instead of preying on children. It really tells you how sad it is. And like I said, it's just how strong is the poison? It's no longer, is it a gallon of concentrate or is it 1,000 gallons? Did it wreck the entire city water? I mean, at the right amounts, it will.
Yes, I'm with you, Steve. We got a hard break coming up on us, but nope.
Yep.
What do I say to that? I mean, I'm in total agreement. We got to wake up as to what's going on. But why is it that the 325.9 million people allow the small amount of corrupt individuals to continuously have their way? That's the great wonder. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter. Period. Our lives begin the day, or to end, the day that we become silent about the things that matter. Let me say this. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward, said a prophet of God back in the 60s. It's absolutely embarrassing what's going on here. I want to highlight one more thing, and then I'm going to go down, and I'm going to give you my favorite gospel scripture before the end of the show today. This girl right here that I'm about ready to play for you audibly and visually is talking about C40.org. And what I'm going to let her tell you, because it's pretty crazy. Well, you're being distracted by all this tranny stuff going on, which is our government should all stand up and condemn every aspect of it, because that's what our laws do. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Listen to what they're doing while you're being distracted. Again, you can't make up what you're about ready to hear. Or it just played fine, you know, of course, during the break. And then during the show, for some reason or another, we just can't get this to play. Boy, what could possibly be going wrong here, friends? Here we go. Let's try this. We'll go ahead and try it again. Sorry about that, friends. You got technical problems every once in a while. Here you go. Check it out.
After you land, and they're going to start 15-minute cities.
And their slogan is just transition. Where did that come from? Well, it comes from a group called the C40, Cities 40. They are trying to make certain cities, almost all major cities in the world, 15-minute cities. And for us rural folks, they have planned to land grab. How will they do this? They are starting to make changes in our land use bylaws without our knowledge, without any votes or anything. This is a time to get involved because...
Okay, so without our knowledge, they're voting these things into play. Without any authority from the people, this is what they're doing. Folks, I'm asking, and I'm telling all the people to bring about a lawful response here. I'm not telling anybody to be stupid. I hate violence. I wouldn't hurt a fly, but I am going to defend myself, just for the record. But look at the said representatives. Look at the fashion in which they have taken on that they are above the people without even asking or receiving delegated authority to now create 15-minute cities. And the reason they want to do this, and I'm going to finish this off here in a moment here, they want the people conglomerated. They want them closer so they're more easily controllable. That's what's going on here. And no, there's not an overpopulation problem on the planet. Have you ever been up in an airplane and 5 minutes later, when's the last time you've seen a city? Okay? No, there's no problem there. So let's not drink in that Kool-Aid. But let's listen to what she has to say concerning what the government's trying to do without your delegated authority once again.
But they have not passed this yet, and they want to pass it September this year. Everybody in rural communities, everyone in large cities, start calling your mayors, start calling your MLAs, and asking them what are the changes that they want to make to the land use bylaws so that we know, because this is what they're going to put in there. They're going to make slight changes that don't really make sense, but you will have to watch that in case of emergencies or lockdowns or climate lockdowns, what are they allowed to do to your land? Those of you who think that this is a conspiracy theory, this is already happening in the Netherlands with the farm protests. And those of you who really think that we're out to lunch, remember 2020 when you were just touting, oh, it's only 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Yeah, how did that work out? Exactly. And then remember when you were saying it's safe and effective? Yeah. How are those like side effects that you don't want to talk about going? Exactly.
Okay, so you get the point, friends. They're just doing more. They're acting out more like the tyrants that they are on a daily basis. And if there's good ones in there, they should be making everybody aware of what's going on. They should let their constituents know what's going on. If they're not, they're a part of the problem. That's what I continuously try to reiterate here on the show. If they're so good, then what are they doing? Because the only thing they do is talk about how bad everybody is, except people are seeing and recognizing how weak they really are, which means they're a part of that problem. Let me bring this to a consummation, because this is one of the greatest gospel verses in the Bible, at least one of them in concerning this particular scripture I'm about ready to give you. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Listen carefully. It says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Okay? I know too many that might say that this may not be their favorite scripture, of course, but if they were to take it for what it is and take the time and break it down word for word, I really do believe that it would change the minds of those that are truly saved. This is the scripture that everything pivots on. Okay? So let me unpack those 15 Greek words for you. He, that being God, made Jesus sin, right, who died in our place. And what do you mean that he made Jesus sin? Isaiah 53, verse 6, okay? He hath made Jesus sin only in one sense. He treated Jesus, him, as if he had committed every sin ever committed by every person who would ever believe through him. In fact, he committed none of them. Matter of fact, if you look at 1 John chapter 2, it tells us that he is the propitiation for... Listen to this, friends, those that have a hard time understanding that he's a good savior from sin, Matthew 1:21, and now going over to 1 John chapter 2, it tells us that he's the propitiation of the sins of the whole world. Not just one person. He's the propitiation of the sins of the whole world. Okay? Now, if you go to Hebrews 4:15, 1 John 3:5, John 8:29, 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, if you didn't get that, go ahead and replay the show. I want to go back to this scripture. He was the one that was hanging on the cross. And who was he? He was holy, harmless, and undefiled. Hebrews 7:26, hanging on the cross, Jesus was and is the spotless lamb, John 1:29. He was never at any time a sinner. Never. Which one of you convinceth me of sin? Jesus said to the Pharisees that were trying to accuse him of what they were guilty of in John 8:46. He was never at any time a sinner. Rather, he was the holy God and is the holy God. On the cross, he is now elevated and ascended to the throne of our Father. God treats him like he lived my life. God punished Jesus for what I did concerning my sins. And then he turns in his mercy to the repentant around and treats me as if I lived the life of Christ. Think about that. This is the great doctrine of substitution. And on this doctrine turned the whole reformation of the church. This is the pearl to the church. It is the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When people bring up John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, I, through this scripture, found in 2 Corinthians 5:21, just defined it in a greater spiritual understanding. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hey, folks, if we are a blood-bought people, and it was our sins that were due to us that we should end up in hell, and Jesus stands in the place as the advocate and puts himself in that position and says to you, I've forgiven you of your sins through the blood that I shed upon Calvary, and now the Father sees the life that I lived as a spotless Lamb of God, and I give that to you as we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, making no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. He says, take that and put on the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's how the Lord now sees you. Friends, we are heirs with Christ. We are adopted sons and daughters of Christ, but we go to him with the robe that he has bestowed upon us. And the Father sees us in Christ, and that is the only way that we have a right to the Holy of Holies. And it's a new and a living way by the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, by putting on his righteousness and saying none to ours, because the Bible is clear when it says our righteousness is but filthy rags in the sight of God. We throw those off and we say we take on by faith that what Jesus Christ has done for us. Yet what is complete forgiveness is found in Christ, covered by the blood and the righteousness of Jesus Christ and him alone, Revelation 1:5. So when he, the Father, looks at the cross, the Father sees you, and when he looks at you, he sees Christ. Do you all understand this? This is the gospel of Jesus Christ, friends. I know people like to complicate it. I know people like to get distracted about talking about things that matter not to their salvation, and yet people will try to impede their way. But the Holy Ghost is always leading us back to the cross to take on his righteousness, because that has been given unto us. And because of that, we have a right to the throne of grace in the time of need to be heard, as the Son is always heard. Father, I thank thee that you have withheld this from the wise and the prudent, but that you have heard me, and you always hear me, he said. I know that you always hear me. And who does that belong to, friends? Those that receive faith, and that receive the gospel as a little child might. Unless you become a child, you will in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's as simple as that in heart, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.